we might not know for some time how devastating an earthquake was in Ecuador over the weekend. Some of the areas in the South American country hardest hit are incredibly remote, as reporter Carolina Losa León described.
It is areas that are often neglected, that have lack services, and often because of the poverty in parts of the area that has been affected in the three coastal provinces. It's difficult to reach in a normal situation, so it's even worse. It's exacerbated by the current situation.
Carolina is based in Ecuador's capital, Quito, and she has been reporting on the earthquake, which we now know has claimed more than 350 lives, but the death toll could continue to rise. Ecuador's President Rafael Correa has rushed home from a trip to the Vatican. He's been seeing the damage.
He was able to head to Manta. Manta is one of the biggest cities in the country and has been immensely damaged by the earthquake. He flew directly there and he addressed the nation from there. There has been a massive outpour in most parts of the country to deliver aid and people willing to volunteer to head to the worst affected areas. So he has appealed for unity, solidarity, and support.
Carolina, you mentioned the city Manta, where the president went and was very hard hit. This is your hometown, right?
Yes.
Is your family doing okay?
All my relatives are doing okay, but they have also been affected by all the chaos. It basically was chaos hours after the earthquake, people trying to reach out to each other. The damage has been pretty bad in most parts of the city. I'm still gripping with terms of how damaged the whole city was. This was a city that once hosted an U.S. Air Force base that had a spectacular growth that is now rubble most part of the city.
Have you talked to anyone in your home city about the situation right now?
Yes, I spoke to them. A lot of the people were unaware what to do. This took everyone by surprise, especially people on the coast. After this initial chaos and panic, people have been trying to reach to their loved ones and also try to get back to their sites. Many are staying in shelters. So many are trying to reach to their loved ones and see the damage and their property and businesses.
And did anyone tell you about what the damage looked like, what the city of Manta looks like right now?
I've been seeing photographs and talking to people and trying to video whenever possible. It is very hard to even reach the area right now. The aftershocks, we're talking about 230 aftershocks that are even felt in Quito. I felt it throughout the day. The roads are completely destroyed and the commercial areas, basically the heart of the city, is absolutely destroyed. I know of a person that has a business there and has no way of even reaching to the area because it's rubble. And it was based in complete despair trying to see if there's anything left of her business.
Well, Caroline, I know it can't be easy to know that your city is going through such a thing. We'll be thinking of the city and thinking of you. And thanks so much for talking to us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
We were on Skype with Carolina Losa León. She is a reporter based in Ecuador. Her country was hard hit by an earthquake over the weekend, and we'll be continuing to follow the rescue efforts there.